Our next speaker is Ji Yan from Ohio State. She will be talking to us about the impacts of switchgrass, growing switchgrass on soil structure, soil structural parameters. Sorry, yours, yeah?
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm Jiyoung Jung. My advisor is Dr. Lal. And this work was cooperated with Dr. Jess Drew, who is in Egon National Laboratory. Today, I'm going to talk about the effect of inorganic nitrogen fertilizer on soil structural properties on the switchgrass. The increase in carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is a major environmental concern. So the cultivation of bioenergy crop can offset the increase of carbon dioxide in two ways. First, the above-ground biomass production can produce cellulosic ethanol to replace fossil fuel. Second, the below-ground biomass production can increase soil organic carbon, which is soil organic carbon sequestration. Switchgrass is a warm season grass with the potential of producing biofuel feedstock. Nitrogen fertilization is essential to sustain biomass yield as a biofuel feedstock and to improve soil quality through SOC sequestration. Lots of studies have focused on the feasibility of growing bioenergy crops with a focus on economic consideration. However, changes in soil structural properties are rarely evaluated. Switchgrass cultivation sequesters soil organic carbon mainly through root production. In general, it is accepted that nitrogen fertilization increases the above-ground biomass production. However, the shift of biomass allocation by nitrogen application varies depending on plant functional group. So the objective of this study is to examine the effect of inorganic nitrogen application on switchgrass root production, root biomass and length, soil carbon concentration, and soil structural properties. Here is the conceptual diagram. Nitrogen fertilization can change the carbon input into soil because nitrogen fertilization can change the carbon allocation to root, and this change can induce the change of soil organic carbon. Eventually, the change of carbon input to soil can have impact on soil structural properties. My hypotheses are root biomass and length decrease with increase in nitrogen application. Second, attendant decreases in root biomass and length reduced aggregate stability and soil carbon concentration under the high rate of nitrogen application. This study was conducted in Milan, Tennessee. Switchgrass has been cultivated since 2004, and the experimental design was completely randomized with 4 replicate and 3 nitrogen treatment, 0, 67, and 202 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. Ammonium nitrate was used as fertilizer, and it was applied in spring every year, except 2004. Soil was sampled up to 15 centimeters and cut into 5 centimeters. With this soil, root biomass soil was collected in April and November 2008. From this soil sample, root biomass was measured after picking root by hand. And root length was measured from 4th November samples. For aggregate analysis, the aggregate less than 8 millimeter size was sieved by dry seeding and wet seeding. And total soil carbon concentration was measured by dry combustion method. For statistical analysis, 1A ANOVA was used by setting nitrogen treatment as a factor. And mean differences was tested by Tukey test. Here are some results. First, root weight density. Root biomass was expressed as root weight density, which is unit root biomass per unit volume of soil. However, the bulk density among nitrogen treatment was not different. The data, the tendency of data that you are watching is similar, whether it's expressed as unit volume of soil or unit weight of soil. So root biomass in spring was significantly higher under zero nitrogen and 67 kilogram of nitrogen application compared to the high nitrogen application rate, 202. And this trend was similar up to 10 centimeter, but after that there was no significant differences. However, when I look at the root biomass from four sample, there was no significant differences among nitrogen treatment. Despite no differences of root biomass in full sample, the root length density showed a similar trend of root weight density in spring. So zero nitrogen treatment showed a higher root length density than the highest nitrogen application. This is the concentration of carbon in soil. I compared the carbon concentration among nitrogen treatment in each depth. There was no significant differences in carbon concentration. However, when you look at the number, you can see the increase of carbon, soil carbon with nitrogen application, especially for surface soil, 0 to 5 centimeter. And this trend was similar in spring and fall. This is aggregate study. Aggregate is the basic soil structural unit which is composed of mineral particles and biological part. Plant root and fungal hyphae plays a role to plant root and fungal hyphae are major binding agent of aggregate. And the plant root and fungal hyphae contribute to form bigger size of aggregate, macro aggregate. And it is water stable aggregate and mean weight diameter data. Since I used less than 8 millimeter size of aggregate, the initial size distribution of aggregate was not uniform before wet seeding. So I used mean weight diameter ratio rather than mean weight diameter. Mean weight diameter ratio was calculated by calculated as mean weight diameter after wet seeding to mean weight diameter before wet seeding. And this graph shows that for 5 to 10 centimeter depths, mean weight diameter ratio and water stable mean weight diameter ratio in spring and water stable aggregate in fall was significantly higher higher under zero nitrogen treatment than the highest nitrogen application. In other depths, there was no significant differences. However, you can see the decreasing tendency of water stable aggregate and mean weight diameter ratio with nitrogen application. In conclusion, nitrogen application rate of 67 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare increased both root biomass and SOC concentration in spring and improved soil structural properties. Nitrogen application at the higher rate decreased root biomass and length and adversely affected soil structural properties. Determining an optimal rate of nitrogen application is essential to produce biomass sustainably, to increase SOC pool, and to improve environmental quality. This work was funded by DOE, and we thank Dr. Bouchard for the use of root scanner for measuring root length, and Bassan for CN analysis. And Joshi and Laura helped to review my paper, especially for English. Thank you.
Yeah. Questions? Yes.
How did you apply your nitrogen?
I didn't apply nitrogen. I just got the soil, but.
Was I it think applied, you don't know if it was broadcast on the surface or put in the soil or
that. I guess broadcast. Yeah. But yeah.
Can you explain your harvesting when you remove the above ground biomass? Was it fall or spring and before or after these measurements?
Biomass was harvested after after this experiment.
After the spring sampling?
Oh, no. After fall sampling.
After fall sampling.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just curious, with the soil carbon data, I didn't catch how long the experiment ran for, but how did you process the soils before you analyzed them? The air dry combustion?
I air dried soil and then sieve soil through 2 millimeter sieve. And then I grind the soil in a roller by putting to in a crushing bar, and then after grinding soil, I sieve the soil through 250 micron sieve. After that, I analyze soil carbon and nitrogen.
What was the effect of your 3 nitrogen rates on above ground biomass production?
Yeah, especially the above ground biomass increased at nitrogen application. So at zero nitrogen treatment, it was 7 megagram per hectare. And the highest nitrogen treatment shows 30 megagram per hectare. So you can see the increased above ground biomass production with nitrogen application. Yeah.
Any other questions?
I have one question. I guess you showed on a slide about the soil aggregate stability.
Yeah.
Seems that I might be wrong, but it seems that aggregate stability is decreasing with the addition of nitrogen?
Yeah.
But if the addition of nitrogen is increasing biomass production and carbon, shouldn't be the aggregate stability be increasing with increasing amounts of nitrogen?
I guess the decrease of root biomass production and root length could cause the decrease of water-stable aggregate. And nitrogen application also affect the microbial community change. If the nitrogen application changed the microbial community from fungal-dominated community to bacterial dominated community, it might cause the reduced fungal hyper. So it could be the reason for the decreased water stable aggregate. Yeah.
How many years
have
you been explained?
Just 1 year. Yeah. But nitrogen has been applied for 3 years. Three years.
So the result came from after 3 years of nitrogen application?
Yeah.
Okay, one last time, another speaker.
Thank you very much.